Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right, now, you know, it drove Becky a little nuts that she couldn't get on her phone because the power was dead, but you know, what drives me nuts is when I really need to make a phone call or I need to do something, and what is it but I have no signal, right? When it seems like T-Mobile or AT&T or Sprint is failing me and I can't get reception. It works on my phone, but it also tends to work on my tablet or my laptop when I'm somewhere and I need to send an email or I need to get information and I don't have a Wi-Fi signal, right? We have gotten to be people who like to be connected. Okay, think about it. How many people in this room, okay, you can close your eyes if you need to. How many people in this room have a cell phone with them right now? We like to be connected, right? Do you remember it wasn't that long ago that somebody went to the store and 5 minutes after they left, you go, oh my goodness, I forgot about toilet paper. And there was nothing you could do about it, right? There was no picking up the phone and saying, hey, can you pick up toilet paper? Or texting, can you pick up toilet paper? You were just out of luck, right? But now we love where we're at, that people can get a hold of us at any point. We can be anywhere and we can call them. We can get on the internet. We can get our emails. We can send text messages. I sit in Bible study and people ask a question and I go, I don't know. So I pull out my phone and I Google and there's the information, right? I mean, we love being a connected world. Connected to people, connected to information, connected to that which we need, right? I mean, how many people, and I want to actually ask you to raise your hand, how many people still carry a Thomas guide? Not nearly as many as used to, because we got GPS on our phone. Yes, there are still those, and we'll get to that later, but not nearly as many people carry Thomas guides and maps because we know we have GPS on our phone or we have GPS in our car that's going to tell us how to get there and we don't even have to look at the map. But being connected is what I want to talk about this morning. As we get into the life of Christ, as we celebrate this second Sunday of Easter, and I want to take us way back in the Gospel of John towards the beginning. And at this point in the Gospel of John, Jesus has just fed the 5,000, and then he's taken a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee, and he's landed in Capernaum, okay? And he gets to Capernaum, and people find out he's there, and they come to find him. Hey, we didn't know you were going to be here. And Jesus kind of snaps back at them, and he says, you're just looking for the bread that I was feeding you at the other side. I filled you up. I performed that miracle with bread and fish, and you're just looking for more of that physical nourishment that I was giving you. He's really calling them out and saying, you're looking at the wrong thing. And so here we enter into this conversation about bread that is very similar to the conversation that Jesus had with the woman at the well about water. If you've read The Woman at the Well and water, Jesus offers her living water, and she thinks he's talking about physical water. Give me that water, and then I don't have to draw from the well anymore. You can make my life so much easier. And Jesus is going, oh, woman, you don't get it. I'm not talking about physical water. I'm talking about spiritual water that's welling up inside of you when you believe in me and follow me. Now here Jesus is having the same conversation again, like two chapters later. But this time he's talking about bread. Why bread? A lot of different reasons for bread. One, because bread is like the basic food necessity around the world. No matter what country or culture you go to, they're going to have some version of bread that's one of the basic things that they eat. Why? Because all you need is some kind of a flour, whatever it is that you grow and grind, and water, and you mix it together and you get either leavened or unleavened bread depending on what you get to it. But everybody has their version, whether it's tortilla or pita or whatnot. Bread is a basic around the world that everybody understands. So here Jesus talks about bread. But what else is he doing? Well, he's reflecting on what's to come, right? Because what is he? But he is the bread of communion that would be sacrificed for us. And we have that insight and that knowledge. We know the whole story and we know that's coming, but they don't get it yet. And so Jesus is having this conversation about bread. You know, I offer you the bread of eternal life. And the people, the same like the woman, well, give us that bread. We don't want to be hungry anymore. Give it to us. We want some. And Jesus is going, you don't get it. And he starts to tell them that he is the bread, that you must eat of my flesh. And they're going, eat of your flesh? No way. We can't do that. And Jesus is saying, this is what it takes to have eternal life. I will be the sacrifice, and you must share in that, and then you get eternal life with my Father. One of the toughest things is you read right after this, and what does it say? But it says, many saw his message as too tough, and they walked away. It's a pretty tough message that Jesus gives. This bread of life. But what is this bread of life? This bread of life that connects to these cell phones. And I think to really get it, we got to go back. Back before cell phones, back before wireless phones and handsets, back before even the rotor dial, okay? I'm losing some of you as soon as I talk about the ones you have to do like this. Wiley and Adam, do you know about phones that you have to do this, you know? Yeah. Is it only because of Chris Rock and his comedy about it? Anyways, so you got to go back before those, and you get to phones that had no numbers on them whatsoever, right? No buttons, no dials. You just had to pick the thing up, and what did you get on the other end of it? The operator, right? It's before my time, but at least I know about these. So what'd you have to do? You had to pick up the phone, and an operator would ask you what you needed, and you would tell them who you needed to talk to, and then they would connect you in, right? It required this mediator to get from you to the person you wanted to talk to. Here's Jesus. Because here we are at one end, and we have our needs in life, the daily struggles that we go through, the pains of life, the healings that we need, all of this in our humanity that we're clothed in. And then what's way over here at this end, we have God who desires to provide for us, right? God that has the power to heal. God that has the power to comfort us. God that has the power to provide everything that we need. But here at this point in the Gospels, there's this disconnect. Now, what is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, I am that mediator. I'm the one that has been sent here by my Father to connect you with your Creator and Provider. And when I connect you with your Creator and your Provider, not only do I connect you with this lifeline to be able to pray to Him and to be able to receive His healing and His words and His comfort and all that He can give to you, but also as this mediator, I can connect you with Him to give you this great gift called eternal life through salvation. Jesus says, I am that connection. I am that signal that gets you from one place to the other. Go through me. And some said that message is too tough. Some said, I just can't swallow that. I can't swallow that I would need a Savior. I can't swallow that God the Creator would send His Son to die for me. That just doesn't make sense. Some say that's too tough that I would have to give my life to you to receive it eternally. And many receive that message and hear what Jesus has to say, and they walk the other way and they say, you know what, I'll take my chances with this world. But there's those that get the message. Those that come on Easter and hear the story and they believe and they get connected through their Creator. And not only do they get this blessing of eternal life, but they feel the effects on their life right now. As they feel God with them through the Holy Spirit, as they feel the power of Christ in their life, as they feel Jesus' calling, pushing them forward to be all that He can allow them to be. And here it's like this power surge, like Becky was talking about. This power surge that lifts us up as we get connected into Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, and we feel good about this. But if I go back to that cell phone, I was thinking about a trip I took not long ago. We were heading out to the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, and it used to be that we would print out the MapQuest directions, okay? MapQuest would tell us, here's all your turns, and we would print it out, but we're like, well, we got GPS on all our phones, and it's going to tell us, and we don't have to have pieces of paper. We'll just depend on the phone, right? Well, guess what? When you head out to Salee, Arizona, you are going to go past civilization and then like 4 more hours on No Man's Land Road. But guess what happens when you get past civilization? You lose cell phone reception. We drove out of reception, and guess what happened to our GPS? We had no more directions. We had no magical voice coming from the dashboard saying, turn right on No Man's Land Road number 10 coming up. And we found ourselves panicking and in trouble because we no longer had directions to get where we needed to go. And sometimes this is our faith life. Sometimes we get into the situation where we drive ourselves out of reception. Now the thing is, catch me here, the thing is, so oftentimes we go out of reception and we look at God and we say, where did you go? God, why weren't you there? God, why are you not listening? God, why do you not seem to be taking care of me when I need you most? And what is God saying? But God is looking at us and saying, silly girl, silly boy, I have been here the whole time. You are the one that steered away from me. We get distracted by this world, don't we? We get caught up in our busy schedules. We get caught up in the skepticisms and the doubts that are around us. We get caught up in our own struggles and our pains. And what does it cause us to do? But it causes us to drive out of reception to where we have lost sight of Jesus, where we have lost that connection because we've stopped praying, because we've stopped being in worship, because we've stopped believing, because we have allowed that crack of doubt to be able to be widened, and here that connection has been lost, and we find ourselves lost. But the good news is, unlike AT&T and Sprint and T-Mobile and Spectrum and whoever else is out there, their services go down, and by human hands they can fail. But Christ will never fail us. God's power never goes down. Because even if we walk away, even if we spend our time in doubts, even if we spend our time outside of a relationship with Christ or with God, even if we struggle in the day-to-day, even if we're the ones pointing a finger, angry and upset and blaming God, God is right there saying, I welcome you back with open arms. All you have to do is look towards me. All we have to do is work on keeping ourselves connected. All we have to do is see where the true bread of life is, residing in the life and the sacrifice of Christ. We don't have to create the connection. It's already there. All we have to do is plug into it and enjoy the power and the blessing that comes from it. My friends, will you pray with me? God, we do give you thanks for all of the ways that you have allowed our technology to explode, for the technology that has medical advances moving forward, that is saving lives, and helping us to be healthier, for the technology that's allowing us to be connected to one another, that allows us, even though we're thousands and thousands of miles away from each other, that we can talk on the phone and that we can even chat through a video and see our loved ones' faces. For technology that allows us to be informed and to know where we're going. Technology that blesses us in so many ways. But in the midst of these advances, in the midst of life that's getting busier each day, in the midst of life that allows information to skew the way we think about you, we ask that you will help us to stay connected, that we could stay connected in such a way that we don't lose reception to you, but that we are always looking at Christ, our mediator, Christ, our operator, Christ, our Savior, that did the work for us so that we could be eternally in relationship with you, being blessed by you each and every day. Help us through your Holy Spirit to keep that relationship as a priority and to keep it as strong as possible. For all of this, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.